Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This mountain of prophetic interventions. Wake up to this prayer altar daily. First thing before you do any other thing, let it be God's first in your life and family daily. If you do family prayer, listen to it together. Receive the prayers and engage all the prophetic actions we may be led to take for the day. They are faith provokers. They work wonders. Then pray on your own in the spirit, which means praying in tongue or in your own understanding. Then read the day's portion in our Turning Point prayer booklet. Combine the two, the audio and the booklet. Subscribe online for the prayer booklet. Its content will be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you are newly joining us or you have not done so before now. Welcome also to Monday, day 12 in August 2024, the first working day in the week. This shall be a week of signs and wonders for you. Open your hand and heart to receive what God is sending us today. Be responding with amen. I receive it. I speak over your to-do list for this week. All you have in mind to accomplish, your assignments, your appointments, your programs, your projects, your journeys, all shall run seamlessly well. The presence and the power of God shall accompany you. You will not suffer any setback. For the next 16 days, I want to pray for these following categories of people, one each day. If you fall into any of the categories in any of the days, please release your faith to receive your miracle. 16 different groups: breadwinners, job seekers, soul winners, caregivers, waiting single, waiting mothers, kingdom financiers, approval seekers, job seekers, ownership, manufacturer and producers, marketers, students, kingdom preachers, health seekers, mentors, and homemakers, one each day. Today is breadwinner. If by God's grace, you are the breadwinner in your family, TPGF members and listeners abroad, send the money home to care for the family. You fall into this category. Husbands, wives, uncles, aunties, whoever is making provision available for the other members of the family, put your two hands on your chest as I pray. You will not run dry. You will not run out of provision. God is your source. The means he gave you of making money shall continuously enlarge. You will not suffer ill health. You will not suffer losses. God shall daily increase you. He shall meet your need. You shall not lack means. You shall not lack power. The grace of God shall be on you. Your barns shall overflow. Many mouths are depending on you. Oh, the Lord will keep you safe and protected for them. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Say amen. Please anoint yourself. You will see positive changes, increase on all sides. Tomorrow will be for job seekers. So get your CV, your applications, and such other items for job seeking ready. August 12th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed, be lifted. God shall give you good health and long life. You will mark August 12th yearly in power and prosperity till you are 120 years. Say amen. Happy birthday. Right, listeners, we still have 7 days more receiving knowledge, wisdom, and understanding on using questions and situations of life that listeners are sending in. Send yours or resend it if you have any. Never, never suffer in silence. First issues for teaching today. Good morning, my beloved TPGF. Daddy, I want to relocate back to my hometown, but my church general overseer is telling me that going back there will have bad consequences for me. Daddy, what is your advice? Wow, I'm just wondering why going back to your land of birth, your root, will be evil. We pastors, you know, many times we are selfish, most especially when the congregation is still small and the person concerned is so resourceful and useful for us and the church. We don't want to let them go. Going back home cannot be evil, except if you have no investment back home. If you have no building, no house, for instance, and nothing to meet your financial needs while there or to keep you busy, then one can say What will you live on when you get there? Where will you stay? But if not, pray and ask God. If you have peace in your heart concerning it, please relocate. Some have fears of witches and a wizard back in the village, in the hometown. That is superstition. No mature child of God should live in fear. Now, final word. All those of us living outside our route, please invest back home while you are still active and earning income, so that when you eventually retire back home, you will not suffer. In many of our cultures and tradition here, when people grow old and they die, they now carry the dead body back home to bury. Why not go home alive and sleep at your root? Why wait to die and the dead body now taking home for burial? Why? Next, response to yesterday's request. One, I want to comment on the over 60-year-old couple. Mommy, the wife, should exercise more and take nutritional supplements in order to meet daddy, the husband's demand. Intercourse at least once a week between couples will even help her health. This is one of the disadvantages of marrying one's age mate. If we get to a certain age, women won't be able to cope again. Let's take one more. Concerning the pastor's wife, complaints on her husband's demand. Once a week is okay, but twice weekly is not excessive, even at 60 plus, provided that her health is okay. Let me leave it at these two today. I've already given my own counsel. Please come midway, sit down and discuss. Come midway to meet each other's demand and desire. Next, good day, TPGF. Please, how can I get the gift of good men and women in my life? Wow. Well, let it start from you. Be good to others. Then pray to God to send good people to your life. Life is seed and harvest. Be good to others. Then God will raise good people for you also. Next, Daddy, I need your advice. I am 26 years old, firstborn daughter out of five. I am gainfully employed. I cater for my family as well. There are two men coming for serious courtship. The first is a friend who has been there for me. But the issue with him is that he smokes with tattoos all over his body. He believes in God, but according to him, but does not believe in Jesus Christ. The second is responsible and godly, but is stingy. Given his previous relationship experience, he is not consistent and calls once in a while. The prayer have been tilted towards his direction, but I am not convinced. Wow! Thank God you asked, my daughter. None of the two fit into God's pattern and standard for a child of God to marry. None is for you. The non-believer in Jesus, the tattooed and the smoker should not be considered at all. The second one, stingy, inconsistent, and calls only once in a while, is also not it for you. My counsel, cut off from both of them completely, so you can set your mind free for another relationship and set your environment free for a God-ordained relationship to come. At 26, you are gainfully employed. You are not too old. You are still young. Only that you should maintain a good, godly, impeccable character. Be in a good, vibrant, and growing church where you have many of your social equals and groups of your age. Be fully committed. Go through their trainings and start serving God wholeheartedly there. Look good, dress well, be lively, and be connected to people. Soon, a good person, either from the church or somewhere else, will locate you. Obtain my book, 30 Pitfalls Singles Should Avoid, SMS or chat bookie on 0805-6434-758 for how you can get your own. This counsel is not just for this, my daughter only. It's for all single ladies. Please take to it. Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Join me later this evening for the Monday's edition of our live broadcast on our social media platforms. Time as usual, 8 to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Please don't forget, have you paid your tithe on your income lately? 10% of our income and business net profit, income, is God's portion in our earning. Oh, it is for the growth and the development of God's kingdom. Don't let it be difficult or pain you to pay your tithe faithfully. It brings God's dimension to your life and work. It shields you away from devourers. Read Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 to 10. TPGF is a fertile soil and fertile ground to sow your tithe and your seed. You can hear other people's testimonies. Do so with joy. Use our commission's account details already with you. Or if you want us to send you the commission's account detail, chat with +234 809 789 4000. That number only. However, TPGF members and listeners in UK paying your tithe and seed in pound sterling, we now have an HSBC account in UK for you. Members, this will be greatly helpful to save us from high commission charges from other payment platforms. Other donors, use the PayPal account with you. It is ours. It is valid. It is for us. For HSBC account details, send an SMS or a chat to 074-111-28401. Do so now. I speak to the life of everyone under the sound of my voice. The power of God will overwhelm you. All tithers and seed sowers, you will be seeing multiple harvests. The Lord will protect you and shield you and use you as his battle axe to go further and bless you more. Everyone, you will do well this week. The glory of God will show up for you. I prophesy to your life, forward ever, backward never. Your fears will not happen. God will send angels in form of men and men in form of angels to aid you, to support you, to guide you, to protect you, to provide for you. No evil will happen in the borders of everyone under this anointing. The same grace, the same anointing, the same mysterious power behind my life and this commission will be manifesting in your life. You will live and fulfill purpose. What God cannot do does not exist. God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer, truly blessed. Have a great week. Bye.